So take a second and get comfortable. If it helps, you can take some deep breaths. And we're going to invite you to scan your body and your mind, noticing in particular what kind of thoughts are there, and emotions and sensations and impulses. So we're just noticing what's there right now. And as you do that, notice also if one of those emotions or thoughts, sensations or impulses seems to want your attention, seems to be calling to you. Or if not, maybe just pick one to focus on. And then go ahead and focus on it and see if you can find where it's located primarily in your body or around your body. And as you notice it, notice also how you feel toward it. In other words, do you dislike it? Or does it annoy you? Do you fear it? Do you want to get rid of it? Do you have a relationship with this thought, emotion, sensation, impulse? And I'm going to invite you to see if you can open your mind to it rather than be angry at it or afraid of it. So do that. Just see if the parts of you that feel these other things are willing to relax a little bit and give you the space inside to get to know it without any other kind of attitude. If these other parts won't separate and you can't get to that curious place, that's okay. You can just spend the time talking to the other parts that won't separate or relax and talk to them about what they're afraid would happen if they actually let you interact with the target part. But if you find yourself feeling curious about the target part, then it's safe to begin to get to know it. And by get to know it, I mean, as you focus on it, go ahead and ask if there's something it wants you to know about itself, and then just wait for the answer. Don't think of the answer. Just wait silently while you focus on that place in your body. And see what comes back from it. And if nothing comes back, that's okay too. If you did get an answer, then ask this part what it's afraid would happen if it didn't do whatever it's doing inside of you. What's it afraid would happen if it didn't do what it does? And then just wait for the answer to come without thinking. If it answered that question, then you probably learned about what it's trying to do to protect you or what it's protecting. And if that's true, then see if you can extend some appreciation to it for just trying to keep you safe. And then see how it reacts to your appreciation. The final question for this part is, what does it need from you going forward? What does it need from you in the future? When the time feels right, you can begin to shift your focus back to the outside world. But also be sure to thank your parts for whatever they shared and whatever they let you do in there. And also let them know that this isn't their last chance to talk to you, that you plan to get to know them better as you continue on this journey.